at the Philly Book Festival. Do you like these little videos in the middle here?
Oh, yeah.
You know, occasionally I'm really torn because there's ones that I like. I'm not sure. Like, if you had a choice between, well, here's one. I hate to do this. I don't want to do it. Leo Kottke versus, if I had only one shot, and the Neils, which would you prefer?
Leo!
Leo!
Uh-huh. That told me absolutely nothing. All right. I'll try to get them both on. How's that? And, man, you know, we got some old stuff going back to Utah Phillips and ready to go. That's the word I like to hear. You know, it's funny. Not only was the audience singing along with on that Dylan song, but this young lady here, a very talented woman, I'll introduce her in a second, was playing on the keyboard right in concert tuning, I guess. We get a lot of singer-songwriters, and this one is of exceptional quality. I first saw her at World Cafe Live, where she plays, and that's in the same building where WXPN is. And I know that at XPN, they really enjoy and love her music. In fact, it's caught on so many radio stations around the country. She's doing a little vamp for me right now, and I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, even the vamp sounds good. While they're doing that, I'll just tell you that Folk Song Society is grateful to the sponsors of the first annual Spokes for Folk bicycle ride. Really. Tailwind Bicycles, Liberty Tax Service, Joyce Moore Financial, the Sunnytown Hotel, Indian Valley Bike Works, and Cookies for Me. So I expect that we'll give a nice warm welcome to this couple here, both singer-songwriters, both very talented. You're going to love them. And I think this is the first time you've both been here, right?